This is Akashwani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen Viksit Bharat G. Ramji Act 2025 has come into force across rural India with effect from today. The Rural Development Ministry said that the Act, which guarantees 125 days of wage employment in every financial year, will empower rural India. Our correspondent reports that a provision of 95,692 crore rupees has been made in the current financial year for operationalization of the new framework across the country. As the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen Viksit Bharat G. Ramji Act 2025 came into force today, Union Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan termed the occasion a historic milestone. In a social media post, Mr. Chauhan said, "The Act marks a new chapter in ensuring dignity, self-respect and secure livelihoods for millions of rural workers." He said the Act provides rural families with a statutory right to 125 days of employment. Expressing confidence in the initiative, Mr. Chauhan said it will create new livelihood opportunities in villages, accelerate the creation of sustainable assets, empower women, and give fresh momentum to the vision of a self-reliant rural India. The central government has notified revised wage rates under the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen Viksit Bharat G. Ramji Act 2025, effective from today. According to the notification issued by the Rural Development Ministry, wage rates have been enhanced across all states and union territories. It said for the first time, an interim base wage rate of 300 rupees per day has been introduced, ensuring that no notified wage under the program falls below this level. The national average wage has risen from 298.8 rupees per day under MG Narega to 327.4 rupees per day under Viksit Bharat G. Ramji, marking an average increase of over 10%. 21 states and administrative units, which previously had wages below 300 rupees, have now been brought up to the new benchmark. Newly appointed Chief of Army Staff, General Dheeraj Seth, has stressed the need to advance the modernization of the army to tackle the challenges of the evolving security environment. Addressing the media today after assuming charge as the 31st Chief of Army Staff, General Seth highlighted that the Indian Army's objective is to build a technology-enabled, future-ready army that is empowered in every respect and capable of operating across multiple domains. Union Ministers Shivraj Singh Chauhan and Kiran Rijiju arrived in Itanagar today to assess the flood situation and the damage caused by the recent calamity. In a social media post, Chief Minister Pema Khandu thanked Prime Minister Narendra Modi for his prompt concern and support in deputing the two union ministers to personally assess the situation on the ground. The latest passport application height fee has been implemented under the Passports Amendment Rules 2026 from today. Under the revised fee structure, a 36-page fresh passport or reissue for passport now costs 2,500 rupees. The fee for a 60-page ordinary passport or its reissue has now been fixed at 3,500 rupees, while under the Tatkal scheme, it will cost 6,000 rupees. Delhi's Electric Vehicle EV Policy 2026 is being implemented from today onwards. As per the new policy, EV cars priced up to 30 lakh rupees have been exempted from registration fee and road taxes. The new policy also offers a 1 lakh rupees incentive for purchasing new EVs while scrapping old vehicles and mandates that only electric two-wheelers can be registered starting April 2028. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the passing of veteran theatre director Vijaya Mehta. In a social media post, Mr. Modi remembered the pioneer of modern Marathi theatre for her creativity and commitment. In football, Mexico defeated Ecuador 2-0 in the round of 32 clash at the Mexico City Stadium to qualify for the round of 16 of FIFA World Cup this morning. And that is the end of this news bulletin.